王立强弟兄要跟我们分享神的话语，耶稣医治流血的妇人，使小孩从死里复活。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
早上好，弟兄姐妹、朋友们。
How wonderful to be in the house of the Lord.
在主的殿里多好啊。
By God's providence,
因着神丰富的供应。
We celebrated the resurrection of our Lord Jesus last Sunday.
上周我们庆祝了主啊，在复活节里面。
And today,
今天
we are going to see the Lord resurrected a little girl.
今天我们看到主是一个小女孩复活。
What does the resurrection for you?
复活对你意味着什么？
Was that just last Sunday you celebrated the resurrection?
是不是只有上一周，在复活节的时候对你才有意义
？Is it only Sunday that we come here to celebrate the resurrection?
只是每个周的周日呢，才这个复活才对你有意义。
Dear brothers, sisters, we are supposed to live a resurrected life every day.
我们应该每时每刻都过一个复活的生活。
And before we study today's words, let us have a prayer.
那呢，我们在我今天信息之前，我们有些祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Because you loved us.
因为你爱我们。
You sent your only Son.
你把你的独生爱子差遣出来
，died for our sins，
为我们罪而死
，shed his precious blood on the cross，
在十字架上流出他的宝血
，so our blood can be cleansed，
所以我们的生命得以洁净
，so that our life would not be like a bleeding woman，
所以我们的生命不会像那有血漏的妇人那样。
So that our life would not be like the dead girl.
所以我们的生命不会像那死去的小女孩一样。
Because Jesus has the power to stop the bleeding.
因为主有止住那血漏的能力。
And our Lord Jesus has the power to call the little girl from death to life.
我们主耶稣有那个能力使那个死的女孩活过来。
Oh Lord, may you anoint each one of us.
主啊，求你膏抹这里面每一位。
With fresh oil this morning.
用那清新的油就在今天这个早上。
That each one of us may be a wise virgin.
使我们头像那聪明的童女一样。
That when the Lord, our bridegroom, knocks on the door.
当那新郎来到的时候，敲门的时候。
That we are ready and rejoicefully open the door.
我们准备好了，我们会高兴的把门打开。
Oh Lord, come to us.
主啊，来到这里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Last a few times I shared with you about Jesus astonishing.Powers performed.
上几周呢，我给弟兄姐妹分享了主耶稣那何等奇妙的神迹。
Yeah, after the his sermon on the mount.
在登山宝训之后呢
，He came down from the mountainside.
主从山面上下来。
Think about the miraculous, the astonishing miracles he performed.
我们思想他所行的那些奇妙的神迹。
He demonstrated his power and authority over nature.
他显示出了他的权柄和能力在一切的自然之上。
By calming the storm.
他平静风和海。
Just by a word, be quiet, be still.
就凭着一句话。
And the winds and the waves become quiet.
风和海都平静了。
And he demonstrated his power over satanic kingdom.
他展现出的权柄能力就超越一切的黑暗的权势。
By casting out the demons that tortured the two demon-possessed men for many years.
他赶出了两个鬼从那两个被鬼附的人身上。
He manifested his power over sin.
他展现出他能胜过罪的一切能力。
by just a word.
就是凭一句话。
Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven.
我的孩子，你的罪得赦。
And in chapter 9, verse 9-17.
在九章九到十七节。
Book of Matthew, and Jesus called Matthew to follow him.
耶稣呼召马太跟随他。
And Matthew had a dinner for Jesus, and also many tax collectors and sinners and his disciples enjoyed a wonderful dinner with Jesus.
马太和其他的一些税吏还有他的门徒一起呢，跟耶稣有一个晚餐。
And Jesus revealed that he is the bridegroom.
主耶稣启示出来，他就是那新郎。
And what does he come to do here?
他来到这里干什么呢？
He is here for the bride.
他来到这里是乃是为了新妇。
That is the church.
这就是教会。
If you are in Christ,
如果你在基督里，
you are a member of the bride.
你就是那新妇中的一份。
Now, today's record of Jesus' miracles,
今天记载耶稣所行的神迹，
I can say that it reaches a climax of his miracles.
他达到了一个顶峰。
He heals a bleeding woman and raises a dead girl.
他医治了血漏的妇人，并且把一个女孩从死中复活出来。
The bleeding woman has a life that is bleeding away.
在这个患血流的女人，她的肉体生命会不断的消失。
Blood represents life.
血代表着生命。
And the bleeding of her blood from her body is that means that she's losing her life.
她肉体上流血证明了她的生命在流失。
And also Jesus raised the little dead girl.
同样耶稣把那个已经死了的小女孩。
And we know that she's spiritually dead. All of us spiritually dead.
我们都知道我们在灵性上所有人都是死的。
So Jesus conquered the final enemy of humanity.
所以耶稣呢战胜了那人性中的罪性。
That is death.
那就是死权。
So the reason of the dead girl somehow is interrupted by the healing of the bleeding woman.
那主耶稣使那个死去的女孩活过来，但这个过程呢，被医治血漏的女人这件事，打断了。
Very interestingly, these two miracles are repeated in both Mark and Luke.
那很有趣的是呢，在马可福音和路加福音这两是完全都记载。
And are always arranged in the same pattern.
那它的模式顺序都是一样的。
Some theologians call it a sandwich pattern.
所有神学家说这像三明治一样。
Yeah. And all of them started with the synagogue ruler.
那么所以都是从管会堂的开始。
His name is Jairus.
他的名字叫 Jairus.
And he begged Jesus.
他请求耶稣。
To save his dead daughter.
To 救他那个已经死去的女儿。
And a bleeding woman interrupted his way. He was on his way to save the dead girl, but was interrupted by a bleeding woman.
那当主耶稣去救那个死去的女孩的时候呢，被一个血漏的妇人给拦住了。
And also interestingly, the woman was bleeding for 12 years.
那同样的也是呢，那个女人也是血漏十二年。
And the girl. That died was 12 years old.
死去那个女孩刚好也是十二岁。
Now, if the Lord willing, I'll share a little bit more about meaning of those 12.
如果主日学课，我们分享一下这个十二到底意味着什么。
Now, Matthew chapter 9 verse 18, after the Lord reveals to his disciples that he is the bridegroom.
九章十八节，在主耶稣证明他就是新郎之后。
A bridegroom is here to prepare his bride.
那么，新郎在这里是为了让他的新妇准备好。
And we see a woman that is bleeding. We see a girl that is dead.
我们看到一个血漏的妇人，我们看到死去的女孩。
While he was saying this,
耶稣说这话的时候呢？
Because many of John's disciples did not understand why Jesus and his disciples do not fast.
那么约翰的门徒都不明白为什么耶稣和他的门徒。
So Jesus had to explain to them, you know, why? Because it's not the time. The bridegroom is here, and it's not time for you to mourn.
所以主耶稣为了要跟他们解释，因为新郎在这里，所以还没到你们悲伤的时候。
Yeah, and he told them, you know, a new wine shall be poured into new wineskin.
所以呢，你们会尝到新酒，你们那新酒。
That means, you know, for you to understand the things, you know, happening in your life, you need the Holy Spirit, the new wine, to help you to understand it.
所以这意思就是在你的生命中，你需要那个新酒。
When the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into all truth.
他真理的圣灵来，他会把你带进入一切的真理。
He will reveal and glorify Jesus for you.
他会显明耶稣一切的主。
Now, while he was saying this, he was speaking about the new understanding, the new wine, and the new wineskin.
所以主耶稣说这些时候，他在指那个新酒，那个新的生命。
A ruler came and knelt before him and said,
这时候有一个官会堂的来拜他说，
My daughter has just died.
我女儿刚才死了。
But come and put your hand on her.
求你去按手在她身上。
And she will live.
她就必活了。
Jesus got up and went with him.
耶稣便起来跟他去。
And so did his disciples.
门徒也跟了去。
So anytime you have a request, you have something, need to ask Jesus to help you. He is ready.
所以什么时候你向主耶稣有祈求的时候，主永远是准备好。
He will be with you and help you out.
他会和你同在并且帮助你。
And as a disciple of Jesus, where Jesus is, his disciples followed him.
当耶稣启示他在哪里的时候，他的门徒都跟随他。
Yeah, the ruler came to Jesus, and we are told by the other gospels that his name is Jairus.
那这个管会堂的呢，在其他的福音书告诉我们，他的名字叫 Jairus.
Yeah, he is a ruler of a synagogue.
他是管会堂的。
And he has some authority, and also is esteemed among the Jewish people.
他有一些权柄，在犹太人是备受尊敬。
He came to Jesus, knelt before him.
他到耶稣面前，他跪拜他。
And he humbled himself. Regardless of his status, his authority, his wealth in the society.
他何等的谦卑，他放到了他在地上的一切的权柄和人性的尊重和地位。
He knelt before Jesus.
他在耶稣面前跪拜。
And he has a faith that is remarkable.
他有一个非常大的信心。
Yeah, he, in his heart, he believes that Jesus has that kind of power to raise her dead girl, his dead girl from death to life.
他奇妙的相信主耶稣有那个能力，以至于把他死去的女儿复活过来。
Now, let's pay attention to the word knelt, or kneel down before Jesus.
那我们注意跪下这个字。
Just a few weeks ago, I studied a Psalm, when I was reading Psalm 22, I came across the word kneel.
在几周前我读到诗篇22篇的时候，我注意到这个字。
All the rich of the earth will feast and worship.
地上一切丰富的人。
All who go down to dust will kneel before him.
被吃喝敬拜，凡下到尘土中不能存活自己生命的
人。Those who cannot keep themselves alive.
凡下到尘土中不能存活自己性命的人。
So all those who are living on earth, who receive Jesus as their Lord, they willingly worship the Lord.
那所有接受耶稣基督生命人，他们都很自愿的来跪拜敬拜主。
The part, you know, just made me think hard was that, and all who go down to the dust will kneel before him.
那使我想到那些所有愿意在尘土中跪在主面前的人。
Even those who are dead, and in death, they have to bow before Christ.
即便那些死去的人，他们也要跪拜耶稣。
And all those who cannot keep themselves alive.
那么基本他们也不能使他们自己活过来。
None of us can do that. Can keep ourselves alive.
没有人可以。
That right? Yeah. So whether you believe in Jesus or not, sooner or later, you have to kneel down before Jesus.
不管你在今世上信不信耶稣，总有一个时候你会来到。
Another scripture from the book of Job, chapter 26, verse 5 says, the dead are in deep anguish.
那么在约伯记26章5节那里说，在神面前阴间显露。
Those beneath the waters and all that live in them,
在大水和水柱以下的阴魂战惊。
They are in anguish. They are below the waters.And they are still living.
他们在水下，他们还活着，他们还站起。
And remember, you know, in the first judgment, everyone was drowned except Noah and his family.
我们记得在第一代被造出的人呢，所有人都被淹死了，除了诺亚一家。
When Jesus ordered his disciples to go on a boat to cross to the other side of the lake, and there was a big storm, and the disciples were scared.
当耶稣差遣他的门徒坐到船上到河另一边的时候呢，起了大风暴，他的门徒全都害怕。
And they said, Lord, save us, we are drowning.
他们说，主啊，救我，我们就要淹死了。
And when the, when Jesus cast out the demons from the demon possessed man,
当那些被鬼附着的人，当主从他身上赶出鬼去的时候呢
，Go, all the, of the evil spirits came out of those men and went to where?And went to a herd of pigs, and the pigs rushed down the steep bank of a river and into water and drowned.
那些被鬼附身的邪灵呢，都被赶出来到猪身上，而且那些猪滚下了山崖，到下面摔。
So even those dead people are still living.
所以那些死去的人呢，他们从某种意义上说还是活着的。
They are in anguish.
他们在恐惧战惊之中。
And we knew from other part of the scripture that.Everyone will be raised to life for judgment.
我们知道在圣经的后面其实说所有死去的人呢都会被活过来接受审判。
Isaiah chapter 45 verse 22. Turn to me and be saved.
以赛亚45章20节地基的人都必仰望我。
This is the Lord speaking through his prophet Isaiah.
那这是主的先知以赛亚这样说的。
Turn to me and be saved.
仰望我就必得救。
All you ends of the earth,
地级的人
all, for I am God and there is no other.
因为我是神，再没有别神。
And many people, I think almost all the people in the world believe there is a God.
所有世界人都相信神存在。
And based on some studies, you know, if you even go to the remote tribe and you see people are religious.
所以你看到很偏远荒凉的那些部落里的呢，你觉得他们都会是信神的。
Somehow in their hearts, in their conscience, they know that there's a being, a God, they call it, that exists.
他们相信在心灵的深处、灵性的深处，他们知道有一个神灵的存在。
But without Jesus' revelation, without revelation of the Bible about Jesus, none of them.Knows the true God.
但是除非神主耶稣自己来启示，他们没有人能知道真神。
Just as our brother prayed a moment ago.
像我们的弟兄刚才祷告的那样。
Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，没人除了从我这里，没人能到父那里去。
And Isaiah continued in 45:23.Before me, every knee will bow.
那么在以赛亚书四十五章23节呢说，除我之外再没有别神。
Yeah, 万膝都要向我跪拜。
万膝都向我跪拜。
Yeah. And now come back to today's narrative. So the a ruler came, knelt before Jesus.
我们再回到今天的经文，这个管会堂的跪拜在耶稣面前。
Somehow he realized.Jesus' status and also realize his crisis need.
那不知道怎么样，他意识到主耶稣的权柄，并且他意识到他的需要，只有主能解决。
He understand that he could not save his daughter. No doctor could save his daughter.
他明白他不能救他的女儿，所有的医生都不能。
So he put all his trust in one man there. Put his trust in Jesus.
所以他把他所有的信心放在主耶稣那里。
Now before we continue on, in this theme, now we read verse 20.
那么在接下来我们看二十节。
Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up.
有个女人患了十二年的血漏。
And she touched the edge of his cloak.
来到耶稣身后摸他的衣服穗子。
She said to herself.
她对自己说。
If I only touch his cloak,
我只摸他的衣裳,
I will be healed.
就必痊愈。
Jesus turned and saw her.
耶稣转过来对他说,
Take heart, daughter.
女儿放心。
He said, Your faith has healed you.
你的信救了你。
And the woman was healed at that moment.
从那时候,女人就痊愈了。
Now, as just I mentioned a moment ago, bleeding means Your life is running out of you.
我刚才提到呢，这个血漏就说你的生命在一点点流失。
And in the biblical sense, if a woman is bleeding, she is unclean.
那从她生活上角度来讲呢，她是不洁净。
So she lives a miserable life.
她的日常生活应当是悲惨。
She is miserable because from the Gospel according to Luke and Mark, we know that. She spent all she had on doctors.
在马可和路加那里，我们读到，在好些医生里受了很多苦，又花尽了所有。
And the doctors not only did not heal her, but made her condition worse.
那些地上的医生呢，没有医治她，并且使她的情形呢更加不好。
So she is miserable in health, physically miserable.
所以呢，她在身体上呢，她是很悲惨和不幸。
She's miserable financially.
那在财务上，她同样是悲惨和不幸。
And more importantly, she's miserable emotionally and spiritually.
她更重要的是呢，她在灵性上，她是悲惨和不幸。
Because of her condition, bleeding, she's unclean. Anything she touches is unclean.
因为她有血漏，她不洁净，所有她碰的呢都不洁净。
Anyone touches her is unclean.
所有碰到她的也都不洁净。
So she is excluded from worshiping God with God's people.
所以她不允许到殿中去敬拜神。
She is miserable physically, miserable financially, miserable emotionally, miserable spiritually.
所以呢，他的情形，他的身体上、财务上，并且他的生活上以及他的灵性上都是悲惨和不幸。
She does not have anything that can make her rejoice.
她没有任何生中任何的事让她喜乐起来。
And she has lost hope. That hope is in Jesus.
她没有，她已经失去了一切希望，那而那希望只有在耶稣里有。
And look at this.And she said to herself, she's thinking in her mind, her heart.
所以她对自己说，我们来看。
If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed.
所以她就说，我只要摸他衣裳穗子，我就能被医治了。
And probably she's thinking, you know, I'm unclean.
她
想，我不洁净。I'm not worthy to have you touch me.
我没有办法让你来碰我，因为你不会的，因为我不洁净。
I have heard about your power healing other people.
我们听到你医治的能力，我听说过那些事。
Oh, let me just, you know, touch the edge of your cloak.
所以让我就碰碰你的衣服穗。
And I will be healed.
所以我就会被医治。
She has a simple faith.
她有很简单的这样的信心。
Although a little bit misguided faith.
也许呢有一些有一些不太完全正确。
So I have to touch the edge of Jesus to get healed.
所以我只能我非得摸一下他的衣服穗子才能得救。
And that's what she did, and she was healed at that moment.
那就是他所做的，而且呢，他在那个时刻他就会痊愈。
Because of what? Because Jesus said, "Take heart, daughter."
因为主耶稣说，放心，女儿。
Your faith has healed you.
你的信救了你。
Just a word from Jesus' mouth.
这就是耶稣嘴里说的一句话。
And she was healed.
她就被医治了。
Not by her touch.
不是因为她摸了穗。
Not by the edge of Jesus' cloak.
也并不是因为那个衣裳穗子有什么特别。
But because of her faith in Jesus.
正是因为她在耶稣基督里的信心。
And pay attention to the word Jesus said,
daughter. 耶稣说女儿。
Don't dismiss this word.
不要忽视这个字。
There is a, God has only one son.
神只有一个独生子。
And every other children is adopted into God's family.
那所有的人呢，都在耶稣，都是因为基督才来到神的家里。
The only way to get into God's family, to be children, daughters or sons of God, is through adoption and only through Jesus.
那所有的人呢，能成为神的儿女、神的家庭中的一员，只有通过耶稣基督。
Now a few word about faith.
那我们说关于信心的。
Jesus said.
耶稣说呢。
Take heart, daughter.
耶稣说，放心，女儿。
Your faith has healed you.
你的信救了你。
And I mentioned that her faith is a little bit misguided or superstitious.
我们觉得呢，她所做的呢有点迷信的，有点不太正确。
But the Bible tells us, you know, some people have great faith.
那么圣经说，有些人呢，他有很大的信心。
Some people have a small faith or little faith.
有些人信心可能有一点点。
But God honors every faith, great or small.
那么神呢，看重的每一点点信心。
And Jesus, remember, commanded the faith of the centurion.
那耶稣呢，夸奖那个百夫长的时候就说了。
What did the centurion say?
那个百夫长说啥了呢
？The centurion said, "You know, my servant, Lord, my servant is lying in bed, suffering miserably."
那个百夫长说，我的仆人呢，在床上躺着，已经病得很重了。
I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof.
我不配让你到我的家里去。
But just say the word, my servant will be healed.
你只要说一句话，我的仆人就会被。
And Jesus commanded his faith.
耶稣大大的夸奖了他的信心。
And Jesus said, "I tell you the truth."
耶稣，我跟你实实在在的说。
I have not found anyone in Israel have such great faith.
在以色列人中，我还没有见过信心这样大的。
And what did he say later?
那百夫长接下来说什么
？And he said, "Many will come from the east and the west, will take their."Side at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣说呢，到那个时候，从东到西，从很多人，亚伯拉罕、以撒，从东到西都会来到主的宴席里面。
And he told the centurion that go.
他跟百夫长说去。
It will be done to you as you believed it would.
就按你所信的呢，给你成就了吧。
And his servant was healed at that moment.
那他的仆人就在那一刻被医治了。
That's a great faith.
那是个很大的信心。
Yeah. And on the other hand, the synagogue ruler and the bleeding woman's faith are not as great as the centurion's faith.
那么另一方面，我们看到这个管会堂的以及血漏的妇人，他们的信心没有那个百夫长的大。
But they have faith, and their faith healed what they requested.
那他们有信心，那么神也按他们所求的给成就。
And Jesus later said, you know, "If you have faith as little as mustard seed,
所以你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种
，and you can say to the mountains, move from here to there, it will be done for you."
你们对山说，从这边挪到那边，也会给你成就。
So, do you have faith in Jesus?
所以你在主里面有信心没有
？Do you believe Jesus?Will bless you.
你相信主耶稣会祝福你吗
？Now what is faith?
那信心是什么
？And we learn from Hebrew chapter 11 verse 1.
希伯来十一章十一节。
Faith is confidence in what we hope for.
信就是所望之事的实底。
And assurance about we do not see.
是未见之事的确据。
What do you hope for?
我们希望的是什么呢？
What things you do not see that you are assured about?
那未见的什么事情让你确信呢？
Now, in reality, faith is based on the word of God.
在事实上呢，所有的信心都是建立在神的话语之上。
Faith is based on your belief, your trust in the written word.
所以信心都是在神所赐的话语上面。
If anything that is not based on the word of God, your faith is useless.
所以什么什么的话在神的话语之外呢，你能信就没有什么意义。
And your faith is misguided.
所以呢，信心呢是不正确的。
And whatever you believe is futile.
所以所以所信的都会归于无有。
Now, just last week, sadly, that our president declared a day called Transgender Day of Visibility.
美国总统呢宣布那一天呢是跨性别日。
And Pastor Marsh shared with me that we should pray for this.
那么马牧师跟我讲，我们要为这件事情祷告。
And on Wednesday, we prayed.For the forgiveness of the sins of the leaders and of the people in this country and our sins.
周三我们为这犯罪的这个国家的领导人我们祷告，以及为世上所有人以及我们自己的罪来祷告。
Now, what does the Bible say about gender?
那么圣经对人的性别这一点怎么说呢？
I'm just going to give you one example.
我就给你一个
例子。About faith.
我们给你一个就关于信心的例子。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26-27 says,
创世纪一章二六二七节说，
Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock, so on. Verse 27, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them in male,And female, he created them.
神说我要照着我们的形象按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，那是照他的形象造男造女。
So there are only two genders.
那只有两个性别。
Where do you see transgender?
那你在跨性别上你在什么地方？
When I think of the Bible, when I meditate on the word transgender,
当我们知道跨性别这个字的时候呢，
I thought the Bible never mentioned transgender.
圣经中从来没有这样说。
I only can recall transgression.
我知道过犯这个字。
Yeah, I remember the word transgression. There are, because all of us sin died and, in transgression and sins.
那因为我们过犯，我们都死在罪中。
I remember transformation.
我记得。变相变形。
Don't be conformed to the word, but be transformed by renewing of your mind.
不要顺从今世的风俗，要因神的灵心意更新而变。
I remember the word transfiguration.
我记得那个变相的那个字。
So there are only two genders, male and female.
但是呢，在这里说只有男和女。
And this is not only outwardly.Appearing as male and female.
这并不是说字面上说男和女。
It's inside your DNA.
It's, 而且呢，它是在你的这个 DNA 里面。
Yeah, particularly for those youths.
所以呢，这对这里青少年来说呢。
Last Sunday, our brother shared that don't be fooled by the mainstream media.
所以你们不要被主流的媒体所误导。
You need to know the truth.
你们要知道真理。
There are only two genders. Male has 46 chromosomes and including one X, one Y.
那么我们的身体呢只有两个性别，那么所有的性别只有46个染色体，男的是 XY.
And females, girls, you have 46 chromosomes including two X, XX.
那么女性也有46个染色体，也是 XX。
Regardless how people change their outward appearance, a man become a woman, clothes as a woman clothes as a man.
那不管人外表上怎么把男的变成女的，女的变成男的呢
？The inside
在里面
is the same. Man has 46XY, woman has 46. XX.
可是他们的里面，他们的染色体上呢，男的是46个 XY， 女的呢就是46个 XX。
This is from the word of God.
这是神的话。
And our faith should be based on this.
我们的信心应该建立到神的话语上。
And Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 35 says.
在耶利米书31-35节
This is what the Lord says. He who appoints the sun to shine by day, who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord Almighty is his name.
那是太阳白日发光，使星月有定力，黑夜发光，又搅动大海，使海中波浪澎轰的万军之耶和华是他的名。
Only if these decrees vanish from my sight,
他如此说，这些定力若能在我面前废掉
，declares the Lord, will Israel ever cease being a nation before me?
以色列的后裔就说，在我面前断绝，永远不再成国。这是耶和华说的。
You know, when God created something, He put laws in those things He made.
所以神创造了什么事物呢？他把律法和规律赐给他们。
He set the sun, the moon, the stars in their places.
它使太阳和星辰呢都会发光，都有定力。
Nobody can change God's decree.
那么神造的那个样子呢，没有人能改变。
Same thing, nobody can change His decree in humanity, male and female.
那同样的，神所造的人呢，里面的这个 DNA 也是没有人能改变的。
And one physician scientist Francis Collins.
我知道有一个医生的科学家叫 Francis Collins.
He's a former director of the NIH National Institute of Health.
他是以前的国家卫生局的主任。
He's director of the Human Genome Project.
他是人类基因的项目的一个主管。
He studied the DNA and discovered many genetic disorders in disease.
那么他研究人类 DNA， 他发现那些遗传上的疾病。
And he published a book in 2006 or 7.
他在2007年发表了一篇。
The book titled as The Language of God.
那本书的名字就叫做《神的语言》。
A scientist presents evidence for belief.
一个科学家会举出这些关于信仰的证据。
He's a doctor, he's a scientist.
他是个医生，他也是个科学家。
He has an MD and a PhD.
他同时有医生的博士和哲学博士。
He studied the detail of DNA.
他研究了他的 DNA 里面的详细的结构。
As about people, you guys study biology, you know.
所以你们学生物的，你们会知道。
And each all of the genetic material for a person is inside the DNA.
那么所有人的遗传信息呢，都会在他的 DNA 里面。
And the DNA is composed of four-letter word.
那么 DNA 是由四个键来构成的。
Four-letter word.
那么只有四个字字母的。
四个字母。
字母
yeah. Just like the word of God.
对，就像神的话，就是神的话。
Yeah. And so when God says in the Bible, He created male and female. He put His decree, His laws in each one of us.
当神在的话语中说他造男造女，他就把他的指令放在人的里面。
You know, each person has about 28 trillion to 34 trillion cells.
那么每个人呢有280亿的
28兆 28 trillion to 38 trillion cells, 36 trillion cells in each of your body.
这个细胞里，对，我们
all of the cell, each of the cell, nucleus cell has identical genetic material, 46XY or 46XX.
那所有这么多的细胞里，每一个都有非同样的这些呢 XY 和 XX 的染色。
Those people change their outward appearance either by surgery or by hormonal therapy. None of them can change their inside imprints.
那么所有那些人做了变性手术以及用激素的人，他们没有人能改变他里面这28兆。
The genetic information cannot be changed.
那些遗传信息是不能改变。
And the genetic information, when it is expressed, it become a handsome, tall, young boy like Brian.
当人被造出的时候呢，就会像不然像男孩一样，他英俊啊，高大呀、啊，这些都在那。
Or 46XX like Sonia.
或者像 Sonia 像女性的这样，像 Sonia 的女孩这样。
There's distinction between male and female.
那男的呢和女孩是这样的不一样。
So your youths don't be fooled by the mainstream media.
所以你请这些青少年呢，我们不要被这些主流的媒体所误导。
So the day when our president declared Transgender Day of Visibility,
那么当我们的总统宣布那一天为跨性别日的时候呢
？It should be a day of shame.
那是一个让人耻辱的日子。
A day of judgment.
那是个要审判的日子。
A day of condemnation.
那一个是一个被羞辱。
For whoever declares that day that way.
那么谁宣布那个那一天是那个名号的事
？For whoever believes in that，
那所有人相信的那件事的人呢
？And whoever practice that，
那么更是呢，所有人做这些跨性别的这些行为的时候呢
？Will God judge them？
神会审判他们不？
那 Proverb chapter 14 verse 34 said， Righteousness exalts a nation。But sin is a reproach to any people.
那么箴言书34:34说，公义是邦国高举，罪恶是人民的羞辱。
When the head of a nation become a symbol of sin, the whole nation suffers.
当一个国家的头呢，成为一个罪恶的符号的时候，那一个国家的所有的国民都会承受痛苦。
And everyone in this country will suffer.
所有的人呢都承担这个罪的后果。
Isaiah chapter 10 verse 1 says, Woe to those who make unjust laws, to those who issue oppressive decrees.
以赛亚书十章一节说，祸在那些设立不义之律例的和记录奸诈之判语。
That's one example of faith.
这就是关于信心的一个例子。
In regard to gender.
那么关于这个性别这件事。
Now come back to today's narrative, verse 23. When Jesus entered the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd.
耶稣到了管会堂的家里，看见有吹手，又有许多人乱嚷骂他。
He said,
他说呢
，Go away, the girl is not dead, but asleep.
就说退去吧，这女孩不是死了，是睡着了。
But they laughed at him.
他们就嗤笑他。
After the crowd had been put outside.
众人既被撵出呢
，He went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up.
耶稣就进去拉着闺女的手，闺女就便起来。
News of this spread through all that region.
于是这风声传遍了那地方。
So when Jesus entered the ruler's house,
所以耶稣到了管会堂的家里呢
，There were many people there, flute players and noisy crowd.
那么看见有很多吹手，有很多人乱嚷
，and According to Jewish tradition,
那么根据犹太人的传统
even the poorest family, if someone died in their house, they have to hire at least two flute players and one professional woman mourner to mourn for the dead.
那么根据犹太人传统，当一个人死去的时候，他家会找两个吹手。然后同时又找一个专门来悲伤的来出
生。Because life is so precious.
因为人的生命是这样的宝贵。
Life is has its dignity and sanctity.
那么生命它有它的尊严。
When a life ends as at death.
那因死亡的人生命结束的时候呢
？So everyone need to pay attention.
那么所有人都要注意这件事。
And the Bible says, you know,
圣经说,
go to the house of mourners, but not to the, it's better to go to the of mourners, then go to the house of feast.
那圣经说，你宁可呢去到那个就是有悲伤声音的家庭中，以及不到到宴乐的家里去。
The hearts of the wise go to the house of mourners.
那聪明的人呢，会到那些有悲伤声音的那些家里去。
More with those who mourn.
那么和他们一同悲伤。
Yeah. Do not be like a fool. Go to the house of pleasure.
不要像那愚蠢的人去到那些宴乐的家庭里。
Because death is destiny. For everyone.
那因为死亡是每个人不可避免的一条路。
And when Jesus saw the flute players and noisy crowd, he said, "The girl is not dead, but asleep."
当耶稣见到吹哨和有人叫嚷，就说呢，这女人不是死了，是睡着了。
Now in the Bible, New Testament, when it mentions asleep, usually meant death.
那么在新约里呢，说到睡着这个字呢，经常是指着死了这个字。
All the saints, all the Christians who died in faith, they are sleeping.
圣经说，所有的基督徒在信心中死了的呢，都说他们是睡着了。
When Christ comes back physically, he's going to bring them with him.
那当耶稣再来的时候，他会把那些死去的圣徒都一起带来。
And that's a another meaning is all people who are that physically dead.
那么另一个意思
the Bible also call it asleep.
那么另一个就是说你在地上的身体这个死亡呢，圣经也说他们是睡着。
Remember Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go to wake up our friends, and he's sleeping Lazarus, right?"
那我们记得耶稣对他的门徒说，我们去把我们的朋友拉萨路叫醒吧，因为他睡了。
But his disciples misunderstood him. If he sleeps, you know, he will get well.
那么他的门徒那个就不理解这件事，他既然睡着了，他会醒来的。
So Jesus has to explain to his disciples.
所以耶稣还得跟他们解释。
Lazarus is dead.
说拉萨路啊是死了。
So the Bible mentions sleep, death, usually use the word asleep or sleeping.
那圣经对死亡呢，有时候也用睡着这个。
On the other hand, when some brothers, sisters, or someone fall into temptation or sin,
那么在另一方面，有些弟兄姐妹呢被罪恶试探的时候呢
，and fall into spiritual darkness,
那他们进入这个灵性的黑暗的时候呢
，is also called sleeping.
那么也会叫做睡着。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 5, Paul says,
帖前五章五节说。
For you are all children of light, children of the way. We are not of the night or of the darkness.
你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。
So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober.
所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
So let us not be fall into darkness. Let not us be fall into sin.
所以我们不要进入到黑暗中，不要到罪恶中。
Yeah, and but they laughed at him.
那么所有人都嗤笑他。
Ridiculed him or mocked him.
可以说嘲笑或者嘲弄他。
Just like when Jesus was put on the cross, even before he was put on the cross, people mocked him.
那就像耶稣被钉在十字架，所有人就是那种像嘲弄的模仿。
They put a crown of thorn on his head. They put a blue robe on him. And hail, King of Israel.
那么他把那个荆棘的冠冕呢，把紫袍披在耶稣身上，比如说，来救我们吧。
If you are the Christ, if you can save other people, save yourself.
那么你既然是基督，你可以救其他人，那救你自己吧。
But Jesus, put outside those people and told them to go away. And then he went inside with three of his disciples and also the girl's parents.
那么耶稣呢把其他人都遣散开，只带着三个人以及那个孩子的父母。
The Bible says he just said a word.
那么圣经说，耶稣只说了一个字。
Little girl, I say to you, arise.
小女孩，我跟你说，我吩咐你起来。
That's in Mark and Luke.
这在路加和马可中有记载。
The Bible says her spirit returns.
那么路加八章说她的灵魂便回来。
She rose.
那么她又起来了。
So it tells us that, you know, Jesus has the power to call back the spirit.
那么神耶稣呢有差遣灵的能力。命令灵的能力。
He is the only one who can control the spirit and the body.
那么他
eventually.
那么他是唯一能控制灵和身体的人。
He is the Lord of you and me and everything else.
他是你们和我的主，也是一切的主。
And when he says a word, the word, little girl.
当他说，闺女。
Get up, and the little girl got up.
他说，我吩咐你起来，那个闺女就起来，便起来了。
Now I want to summarize a little bit about Matthew chapter 5 through verse chapter 9, so far we have learned.
那么我想简单的概括一下马太的五章到九章我们学习的。
Yeah, chapter 5 and through 7 is the Sermon of the Mount.
那么五到七章呢是说到登山宝训的。
Jesus is presenting himself to the Jewish people.
那么他在对犹太人呢在
reminding them what Moses as a mediator had done before.
那么想，就像摩西当年的作为一个中保所做的事情。
Between God and man，
在神和人之间。
Now Jesus went on the mountainside and spoke the 111 verses 5 through 7 to the disciples。
那么耶稣到山上说了110节的经文。
Chapter 8 through Chapter 9, so far, he came down from the mountain to prepare his church, his bride.
那么在八章到九章，他从山上下来，去准备好他的教会，他的信徒。
He healed the leprosy.
那么他医治了大麻风的。
He healed the paralytic.
他医治。
He cast out demons.
他赶出鬼。
He overcome the storm.
他平静风和海。
He forgave the sins.
他赦免罪。
He revealed himself, the bridegroom.
他显出他就是那新郎。
Now he healed two women.
那他医治了这个现在两个女人。
And she was sick, bleeding for 12 years.
那个血漏十二年的女人。
She raised the little girl.
他把那个小女孩十二。
Who is 12 years old.
十二岁的。
Later on, we are told that even he quoted from the Old Testament, daughters of Zion, behold, your king is coming.
那么在旧约中说呢，那西安的女儿们呢，你的王就要来了。
The bride, the king, the bridegroom, the king is here for his bride.
那新郎那王来到这里为他的心腹而来。
So the 12 years bleeding of the woman reminds us that her biological life is short.
他的在地上生命的这个肉体的生命是短暂的。
No matter how many years you live, you are going to end with death.
不管你在地上当多少年，你总会以死
亡结束。And your life is bleeding away.
你的生命在一点点的消失。
And remember,
记得
the life is in the blood.
你们知道生命在哪里吗
？And the 12-year-old girl is dead.
那么那十二岁的女儿就死了。
That's a spiritual death.
那是灵性。
That's each one of us.
那是说我们每个人。
Now, finally,
最后呢
number 12. Why 12?
为什么是十二？
On the day 6, God created male and female.
在第六天呢，神造男造女。
6 plus 6 is 12.
那6加6等于十二。
And a man shall leave his father.And mother be united with his wife.
那么人要离开父母与他妻子。
They shall be one flesh.
他们是会成为一体。
And in the Old Testament,
旧约中呢
Israel has 12 tribes.
以色列有十二个支派。
In the New Testament,
新约呢
Jesus called 12 apostles.
主耶稣呼召十二个门徒。
And there are 24 elders sitting but around the throne of God in heaven.
天上神的宝座周围有十二个长老，二十四个长老。
24 is 12 times 12.
那么二十四就十二加十二。
There's 144,000 saints.
那么在天上呢有十四万四千。
144 is 12 times 12.
一百四十四呢是十二乘以。
And man's life after falling into sin is 120 years old.
那人在地上他的生命呢大约。
Genesis chapter 6:3 tells us.
六章三节。
120 years.
是人的生命在地上。
And Moses exactly lived 120 years old.
摩西正好活了一百二十岁。
He died not because of his strength is gone, his eyes are weak.
他死去并不是因为他的肉体死亡了。
He died because of his sin.
他死亡是因为他犯罪。
And how many people were praying in the upper room, waiting for the Holy Spirit coming down?
那么当时呢，有那么多人在那个山上在一起祷告，希望神的灵。
Acts chapter 1 tells us 120 believers.
那么在《使徒行传》呢，说有一百二十个圣徒在祷告。
So if you are a believer,
如果你是个
if you have faith in Jesus, trust what He has done for you.
所以你在基督里有信心，相信神在你身上所做的呢。
You have been called from death to life by Jesus.
你是在死人中被召集过来复活过来。
And just as brother shared with us about Romans chapter 6,
就像我们的弟兄分享罗马书六章的那段。
When you were baptized,
当你受洗的时候。
Symbolically, you were died with Christ, buried and resurrected by the glory of God.
在样式上，你跟耶稣同死，从水里出来呢，跟耶稣一同复活。
So if you are a Christian, you have eternal life.
所以如果你是基督徒，你就有了。
You have a resurrection life.
你有个复活的生命。
And you are waiting for our bridegroom come.
所以你在那里等着新郎来到。
And are you ready?
你准备好了没有？
A last verse, two verses I want to share with you.
那最后一节经文呢？
I think it's Ephesians chapter 5:25.
那么在以弗所书五章二十五节，
It says,
他这样说，
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church.
你们做丈夫的爱你的妻子，正如基督爱教会。
And gave himself up for her.
为教会舍己。
To make her holy, cleansing.
要用水。
I'm sorry. To make her holy.
用水借着道把教会洁净。
Cleansing her by the washing with water through the word.
用水借着道把教会洁净。
And to present her to himself as a radiant church.
使成为圣洁。
Without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish.
没有斑点和一切的病。
But holy and blameless.
是成为圣洁荣耀。
Dear brothers, sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Are you ready? Are you among the wise women, virgins, waiting for the bridegroom, or are you one of the foolish ones?
所以你们。
I pray that all of us will be the wise virgin.
你们准备好了没有，弟兄姊妹们？你们是那聪明的童女呢，还是那愚拙的童女？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们感谢你。
What a wonderful promise you have given us.
何等美好的应许你给我。
This is beyond our, beyond our understanding.
这是超越我们一切所理解。
A profound mystery for us.
这何等深奥的奥秘。
But you revealed this mystery to us through your word.
你借着你的话语把这奥秘显明出来。
And may you wash each one of us clean with thy word.
求你使你因着你的话语使我们每一位洁净。
Making each one of us ready.
使我们每一位准备好。
For our bridegroom.
为我们的新郎。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.